Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church as we gather this morning in worship. There are events coming up that I'm hoping you're going to be able to participate in, some here at church and some in our community. We continue to have, at the end of the month, our peaceful gathering, and there is a sign up in the entrance area, and so we're looking forward to you helping invite people and even helping to volunteer for the peaceful gathering. We're also looking to be part of our communities in a parade coming up for Flamborama and for Pioneer Days. If you have interest in helping with that, let some of our leadership know, and especially if you have an idea or a design you would like to see utilized for our parade entry this year. This morning, we are following Divine Service Setting 1, which is found on our Lutheran Service Book, page 151. And we begin our worship service this morning singing hymn 510. I invite the congregation, please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just,
will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God, our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are in danger in the moment of need. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors and ourselves. We justly deserve your presence. For the sake of your Son,
In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all of our sins. To those who believe in Jesus Christ, he gives the power to become the children of God and bestows on them the Holy Spirit. May the Lord, who has begun this good work in us, bring it to completion in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We continue and speak responsibly this morning's introit. The Lord was my support.
In the day of my calamity,
he brought me out into a broad place.
He rescued me because he delighted in me.
I love you, O Lord, my strength.
Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer.
For you save a humble people. This God, his way is perfect.
The word of the Lord is true.
For this I will praise you, O Lord, among the nations.
And sing your name.
Glory be
to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord is my support.
Lay my calamity.
He brought me out into a broad place.
He rescued me because of the light in me.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth.
Lord,
pray. Lord, since you never fail to help and govern those whom you nurture in your steadfast fear and love, work in us a perpetual fear and love of your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Please be seated.
Dear Today's Old Testament lesson is from Proverbs chapter 9, verses 1 through 10. Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn seven pillars. She has slaughtered her beasts. She has mixed her wine. She has also set her table. She has sent out her young women to call from the highest places in the town. Whoever is simple, let him turn in here. To him who lacks sense, she says, come, eat of my bread and drink of the wine I have mixed. Leave your simple ways and live and walk in the way of insight. Whoever corrects the scoffer gets himself abuse, and he who reproves a wicked man incurs injury. Do not reprove a scoffer, or he will hate you. Reprove a wise man, and he will love you. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be still wiser. Teach a righteous man, and he will increase in learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please read along with me the gradual.
In my distress, I call to the Lord, and he answers me. Deliver me, O Lord, from my lips, from the deceitful tongue.
Today's epistle lesson is from 1 John chapter 3, verses 13 through 18. Do not be surprised, brothers, that the world hates you. We know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brothers. Whoever does not love abides in death. Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? Little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I invite the congregation to stand as we continue with the Alleluia end verse. When one of those who reclined at table with Jesus heard these things, he said to him, "Blessed is everyone who will eat bread in the kingdom of God." But he said to him, "A man once gave a great banquet and invited many. And at the time for the banquet, he sent his servant to say to those who had been invited, 'Come, for everything is now ready.' But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said to him, 'I have bought a field, and I must go out and see it. Please have me excused.' And another said, 'I have bought five yoke of oxen, and I go to examine them. Please have me excused.' And another said, 'I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come.' So the servant came and reported these things to his master. Then the master of the house became angry and said to his servant, 'Go out quickly to the streets and lanes of the city and bring in the poor and crippled and blind and lame.' And the servant said, 'Sir, what you commanded has been done, and still there is room.' And the master said to the servant, 'Go out to the highways and hedges, and compel people to come in, that my house may be filled. For I tell you, none of those men who were invited shall taste my banquet.' This is the gospel of the Lord. I invite the congregation to be seated, and those children that are present may come forward for a children's message. Good morning, boys and girls.
Good morning.
I am so glad that you are here this morning. Today, we are in worship, and we sang a song when we were beginning our worship service. So, girls, we sang a song, and it has a part of the song that continues to be repeated. Have mercy upon us, O Jesus. Why do you guys think we need God's mercy? Why do we need the mercy of God, our Heavenly Father? Do you have an idea why we need His mercy? Because we are all sinful, right? How many of you have ever sinned? Yeah, we've all sinned, right? Yeah, we sinned. And can we undo our sin? Can we go back and not do it? No, we can't undo our sin. The only thing that we can do is keep going forward. We can't go backwards. So when we go forward, we know that we're looking towards the life that God has promised to us. God wants us to be with Him in heaven, but if we sin, is that a good way of getting to heaven, by sinning? No, we don't sin by getting in heaven. We don't sin by disobeying our parents or other authorities. We don't get there, as our lesson said, because we hate our brothers. No, we get there because God has mercy upon us. And how do we know God has had mercy on us? That God has forgiven and removed our sins. What do you think? How do we know that? We know that God has mercy because He sent Jesus to die on the cross for each and every sin that we've committed. And that is God's mercy. And in our service this morning, we've sang, "Have mercy on us, Lord Jesus," and then we confessed our sins, right? We spoke the words of the confession. The most merciful God, we confess that we are sinful by nature and unclean. And then you get to hear and you get to know God's mercy. When I say to you, in the mercy of Almighty God, you hear that word mercy again? In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus was given to die for us. And now we are forgiven. So yes, we look for God's mercy in our lives because without it, we don't have forgiveness of our sins. But Jesus is the one who forgives us all of our sins. So when you hear that word mercy, think about also the word forgiveness. When we ask God, Lord, have mercy, Christ, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. We're looking for God's forgiveness for our sins. Let's pray and echo prayer with all that are worshiping with us today. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for sending your Son Jesus. And for extending to us your mercy in Him. We thank you that we are forgiven.
We thank you that we are forgiven.
To live as your children free from sin.
To live as your children free from sin.
And to be joyful.
And to be joyful.
So that others will know of your love.
So that others will know of your love.
We pray in Jesus' name.
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you for coming up and talking with me this morning about our mercy from our Heavenly Father. Our congregation is going to continue by singing hymn 851. And yes, I do have some treats for you. And peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today's sermon is based upon the epistle lesson from 1 John chapter 3. We hear a lot of things, a lot of words and phrases. And sometimes when we hear these certain words and phrases, we kind of have some doubts about what we hear. And there are some phrases that kind of show just how much we don't believe people. How many of you have ever heard or said the phrase, "Talk is cheap"? We've heard that phrase. Or sometimes when you're in a sporting event, they may say, well, they talk a good game, right? And these are some phrases that I would say can be connected to a different phrase. Actions speak louder than words. Yes. Actions speak louder than words. And yet, we're called to hear and we are called to listen. It's not always what we see that we should believe. For you and for me, the gospel message, it is God's word to us. And the actions have taken place centuries ago. And yet we are called to continue to believe what God has said to you and to me. We hear in God's word of truth. We hear that he sent his son Jesus, who had a ministry where he went and he spoke to people, encouraging them, proclaiming that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And yet, some of the words were difficult for the people to hear, just like today's gospel parable on how there's a man who threw a banquet and he had special guests invited to that banquet, and yet those special guests, when they were informed that now is the time to come to the banquet, well, no, we are not going to come. Jesus is speaking in regard to the Jews and the religious leaders and authorities who did not believe in him. He who had been sent from God, proclaiming, yes, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. They didn't believe him. They rejected him. There's an account that helps show just how they rejected Jesus, the teachings and the words he said. It occurs while he's teaching in Capernaum, when a paralytic is lowered down through the roof by his friends. Jesus sees their faith and says to the man, son, your sins are forgiven. And we have recorded, now some of the scribes were sitting there questioning in their hearts, why does this man speak like that? He is blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone? And immediately Jesus, perceiving in his spirit that they thus questioned within themselves, said to them, why do you question these things in your hearts? Which is easier to say to the paralytic, your sins are forgiven, or to say, rise, take up your bed and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, he said to the paralytic, I say to you, rise, pick up your bed and go home. And he rose and immediately picked up his bed and went out before them all, so that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw anything like this. His words, they doubted, and yet he speaks more words just to show how true his words are. His words led to real actions and change in the life of the man that they could see and perceive. And yet it's not those actions that can be seen and perceived that are most important for you or for me. Words doubted by scribes, followed up by his actions, The healing, yes, of the body proved Jesus' words to be words of truth. Words that you and I can also trust in. Jesus, speaking to his disciples, speaks these words. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. He is the Son of Man, and he came not so that you and I, so that all who believe in him would serve him, but he came to serve us. He didn't just tell his disciples, God loves you, and leave it at that. That's not where he leaves you and me, trusting in God's words of love. But he follows those words up with actions, as he says he will. The Son of Man came to give his life as a ransom for many. And John, who wrote our epistle lesson, knew how Jesus fulfilled these words. He fulfilled these words with actions. By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. Yes, Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, did as he spoke to the disciples. He did as he predicted. He went to the cross, where he was despised, shamed, scorned, where he was crucified. His blood was shed. He did that as acts of service for you and for me, for all humans, for all mankind. He loved not only in words, but also in deeds that showed his words to be true. So where does that leave you and me, children of our Heavenly Father, loved by him? What are we called? How are we called to live our lives in this world? We are called to live our lives showing God's love, declaring God's love to all of the world. That is why we are people seeking to show God's love in mercy in what we do. There are things that this congregation does to help show others the love of God, the love that we have for them. We partner together with Lutheran World Relief. We participate in actions of the Lutheran Women's Missionary League, the Lutheran Women in Mission. We have our own activities within our congregation, speaking to our community, that yes, we know that there are needs, and that we, as children of God, want you to know his love through what we are doing. Opening our doors so that people would be able to come in to hear the good news. Our worship services are for all. Broadcast so that people can hear the good news. We hold fellowship meals so that people can gather together, be encouraged, share their sorrows, but also be lifted up. These are some of the ways that we show God's love in our deeds. For For John says, if anyone has the world's good and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? You and I are blessed by our Heavenly Father. First and foremost, we are blessed to have faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which hears the word of God, which grasps and clings to that word that says, you are forgiven. You are loved by God, your Heavenly Father, and he seeks that you would live with him for all of eternity. God has forgiven you your sins. They've been washed away by the blood of Jesus, who, yes, served you by giving his very life. That is the greatest blessing that you know, a blessing that you can freely share with others. For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This message is for all, freely given. Freely we receive it. And yet we boldly declare it to those who need to hear God's love. But not only do we love in these words as we are able to speak to others, but yes, we love in deed and in truth. For God certainly blesses us through Jesus and forgiveness, but he blesses us in this world with, as it says, the world's goods. We have shelter, we have clothing, we have blessings of skills and abilities, we have knowledge that we can share with others. And for those who are living in poverty, in want and need, God wants us to see them, to see their needs and do what we are able to help them, to lift them up, to know that they too are loved by God, our Heavenly Father. Little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth. How is it this day that God is calling you to love in deed and truth? What needs of your neighbors are you seeing that you are able to help meet? Jesus has met your greatest needs. What needs can you help to meet in this world so that you can declare to others God's great love for them? Today, we gather to hear about God's love. Next week, we have that same opportunity, and the week following that, we have opportunities to speak of God's love, but we also have opportunities to show people, yes, we care for you, and we want you to know of God's love also. Invite them to come to a worship service. Hey, I'll pick you up and bring you so that you can be filled with the love that God has for you, so that you know there is forgiveness for all sins. Let's meet up and talk about this. I know you're struggling. I'd like to hear about how things are going in your life. Let's talk over coffee. Get together with them. Indeed, and in truth, we're called to love our neighbors. We're called to show God's love through us. God's word of deed and truth are shown to you and to me in the sacraments, in holy baptism, in the Lord's Supper, when he comes to us and we hear those words of forgiveness once again, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and eat. Take and drink the body, the blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our Savior certainly went into the world to preach and proclaim, and they recognized him as a prophet, as more than a prophet, as the true Son of God, not just by what he spoke, but in his acts of love, his healing, and most especially his death upon the cross. This is the act, this is the deed that shows the truth of God's love for all. Speak it boldly to those that need to hear. Encourage them in their hours of troubles and needs. For you have been blessed by your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know his love, a love that has no end. So love in deed and truth, in Jesus' name. Amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses all of our understanding, guard our hearts and minds firmly in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I invite the congregation to please stand as we join together and speak the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. One of the actions that you and I are able to participate in is the action of prayer. And at this time, we pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. O Lord, you have brought us, who once were far off, near to you by the blood of Christ. Bless the mission of your church in our land and throughout the world, that through the proclamation of the gospel, we may build together with us into a dwelling place for you. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, see the many places where your table this day that stand empty. Make us faithful to go out to the highways and hedges, wherever you have placed us in this world, to make known your gracious invitation to your feast of forgiveness and love, that your house may be filled. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, since everyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and no murderer has eternal life in Christ, pour your Son's love into our hearts. By your Spirit, let us abandon the hatred of others and abide in love, not casting away the gift of eternal life that he has won for us. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, give diligence to all who serve in the high duty of father or mother, and to all who guard and rear children. In word and deed, let their lives show forth the blessings of Christ the certainty of his mercy for sinners and the primacy of the meanings of grace, by which faith is created, strengthened, and preserved to life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy, O Lord, preserve peace in our land and uphold our nation's leader, especially our president, our governor. Enable our leaders, lawmakers, and judges to govern according to your will and not contrary to your order, knowing that all authority under heaven comes from you. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, we lift before you the many afflictions of our brothers and sisters, especially Rick, Glenn, Wayne, Leon, Tracy, Linda, Steve, Doug, Mark, and Marlene. For the sake of your righteous Son, hear their cries for help and deliver them out of all of their troubles. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we give you thanks that through the Holy Word you have called us to your great supper. Enliven our hearts by your Holy Spirit, that we may not hear your word without fruit, but prepare ourselves rightly for your kingdom and not allow ourselves to be hindered by our worldly cares. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the same Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. At this time, we collect our offerings. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning.
Shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits?
Trusting in our Father, we are bold to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. I invite you to be seated as we sing our concluding hymn number 918.
pasture.
This is the day the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
The members of Peace Lutheran Church consider it a privilege to have you share in their service of worship. We invite you to worship with us on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. right here on 98.3 FM WCQM. We invite you to tune in again next week at this time. If you wish to sponsor a broadcast in memory of a loved one, please call the church at 715-762-4541. A condensed version of the worship service may be found on the church website at peacetoyou.pctcnet.net. That's peace, the number 2, YOU.pctcnet.net. You can also follow us on Facebook. If you would like to give an offering to God for his ministry, you may do so on our website or Facebook page, or mail it to Peace Lutheran Church, 598 2nd Avenue North, Park Falls, Wisconsin, 54552.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds on the increase for your Sunday. Northwest winds gusty, highs in the low to mid 60s. Tonight it could get a little frosty. As the clouds move out or winds back down, we'll drop into the mid 30s by early Monday morning. We're back in the 70s on Monday. It's 57 at our studios.
From Music City, USA, this is Into the Blue, featuring the very best in bluegrass and acoustic country music. And now here's your host, recipient of the IBMA Broadcaster of the Year Award and the Bluegrass Now Fans Choice Award, Terry Hurd.
Hello and welcome to the show. So good to be back with you here as we head into the blue with a lot of great new releases in this hour. From Andrew Crawford to Carly Arrowwood, Bronwyn Keith Hines, Daniel Grindstaff, Shannon Slaughter, and many, many others. As always, brought to you by BluegrassToday.com, where you get all the breaking news in bluegrass, upcoming events, radio airplay charts, and more. Log on, check it out, BluegrassToday.com. We're going to kick it off with a brand new duet from Jason Carter and Michael Cleveland now. This is from their upcoming release. Here's Give It Away.
If I had only listened to what my mama said, I would not be alone today. She always told me, son, if you want love to stay, you gotta learn to give it away. Now once I had a love so precious and so fine, I was just
hearts are made that way. And if you want true love, and you want love to stay, you gotta learn to give it away. We all want the love, we don't want to pay. But the world is made of love, and you gotta learn to give it away. Love is always here, love is here to stay. You don't have to give too much, but you gotta learn. You gotta learn to give it away.